So in our Your Stock, Our Take segment, we're going to look now at Questar Technologies, QST on the TSX Venture. Trades around 74 cents. It's a microcap situation. It has been extremely profitable in the past. We're going to look at it today. Questar is an international environmental clean tech company founded in late 1994. It's headquartered in Calgary, Alberta. They design, manufacture, and service high-efficiency waste gas combustion systems, as well as power generation systems and water treatment solutions utilizing waste heat. Their proprietary incinerator technology is utilized worldwide in the effective management of methane, hydrogen, sulfide gas, volatile organic hydrocarbons, and hazardous gas. It has a great balance sheet for a microcap, $5.7 million or 21 cents per share, which is just around 30% of the company's market cap in cash. It has zero debt. The issue here is revenues, earnings not growing, and effectively earnings are negative at this point. For the third quarter, revenues were actually $1.7 million, which is consistent from the $1.7 million recorded in 2015, which is actually fairly strong given the fact that they've continued to experience declines in sales of the company's incinerator business as a result of lower drilling activities and constraints on capital spending in North American oil and gas sector due to depressed oil and gas prices. Now, our take on this stock, the prolonged downturn, like I said, in the oil and gas prices continue to decrease the activity levels and capital spending in the oil and gas sector in 2016 and heading into 2017. And the trend has largely continued this year. Questar remains focused on managing through the current industry downturn. And again, like I said, holds a strong balance sheet, but near-term cash flow has been crippled. Management believes the Canadian government's target to reduce methane emissions by 45% by 2025 will create an opportunity for the company long term. Now, this appeared to be the case ahead of the collapse in energy prices. In a recovery, we do see Questar as a viable option. We see it as well run, possessing good tech, but from an investment perspective right now, until we see more significant uptick in energy prices, say oil to the 65 US, a barrel or above on a sustained basis, we do not see value here even as a trade. If oil pulls back again in the summer or into the fall, shares will likely have another move lower, and we will revisit the stock in tax loss selling at the end of 2017, but it would only be as a higher risk, potentially higher reward turnaround situation. So we'd monitor for energy price recovery right now. We're not investing in the sector. We touched on High Arctic earlier. High Arctic would likely be a name that we'd enter before this because it is still cash flow positive on a relative basis. And we would enter probably that name, a far larger company as well, before this name. But this is one we keep on our monitor list right now.
Yeah, it's an interesting technology, and it really, if you look at the technology, I mean, it fits more into the environmental space, and it is interesting how what they're trying to do is reduce the environmental footprint of the energy industry. But ultimately, because it is so dependent on spending in the oil and gas industry, it really is completely hitched its wagon to that space. So regardless of what people's expectations are in terms of, you know, environmental regulation and whatnot, if the industry isn't doing well, it's going to be really hard for this company to do well, and absolutely no financial momentum right now. So
we'd love to see an uptick, you know, in that segment, and then potentially, I mean, we think it's well run, well managed, has a good balance sheet, but with no current profitability, you know, wouldn't make our initial criteria. It's one that we have looked at. We know the business reasonably well, and you know, if there is an uptick in energy prices, it'll be on our monitor list and one of the companies that we may look at buying, but you may be able to get a cheaper price later this year if energy prices move lower.